reports in the UK this morning suggesting that the restructuring specialist Hilco is on the verge of signing a deal to reopen up to 130 HMV shops in the UK. Those reports, as yet unconfirmed by either Hilco or Deloitte, which is handling HMV's administration, saying Hilco is interested in reopening HMV's Henry Street store in Dublin as well to relaunch the music retailer in Ireland. Now, it's become known as the Bitcoin bubble. The previously quite obscure virtual currency Bitcoin, which can be used in limited capacity to buy and sell goods online, has been enjoying a remarkable surge in value. In 2010, Bitcoins were trading for 4 US cents each. Earlier this week, they hit a record $142, spurred, it seems, by disaffected investors in the wake of the Cypriot crisis. The economist Konstantin Gurdjieff has been following the Bitcoin story. Konstantin, firstly, why would investors be attracted to Bitcoins?
Good morning, Connor. There are a number of reasons why investors would be attracted to the Bitcoins. These range from the reasons which give a lot of concern to the monetary and fiscal authorities around the world, such as, for example, they are not capturable in tax transactions, and they are also not really under the control of any monetary, if you want, institution or fiscal institution as such. These are kind of probably more minor reasons. Other reasons is that Bitcoin, in effect, in itself, is kind of a fixed supply currency in the sense that its entire money supply of Bitcoins is fixed at about 21 million Bitcoins by 2040.
So it's almost more like a commodity then in that sense.
It's actually is better than the commodity in that sense, because even the commodities, there is an uncertainty about the supply, which is very significant uncertainty, and also a timing of supply, which is uncertain. Here we know exactly the supply of Bitcoins. There are 25 Bitcoins generated every 10 minutes currently. That will fall to about 12.5 Bitcoins per 10 minutes in 2017, and thereafter it will continue halving until the full money supply is reached by 2040. However, again, this is purely in theory. While the money supply being fixed means that this is theoretically non-devaluable currency, in other words, no government, no monetary authority can just go in, print a bunch of bitcoins, and devalue the currency as a result of it, it still is a purely theoretical concept. Last month, on March 12th, for example, there was forking or a split in the algorithm, which is generating the bitcoin itself, and that was due to the fact that they introduced a new version of the software for management of that. And for a very short period of time, Bitcoin actually fell 23% in value vis-a-vis the U.S. dollar to 37 U.S. dollars. It pretty quickly rose back to around 48 U.S. dollars and kind of corrected for that. But that just shows to you that even for a short period of time, there is still risk in terms of the kind of volatility that you get. The bigger issue right now with the current rise is actually the risk of that, of the fact that non-devaluable currency becomes a currency for a store of value. Investors currently around the world are desperately seeking any sort of the safe assets, both in short-term safe, in the sense of safe from expropriation by the government, and that's on foot of the what happened in Cyprus, but it also is on foot of what's been happening in a number of countries. When you have the countries imposing measures to rebuild their financial services, those measures, you know, they always suppress transactions. They always, in one way or another, undermine the value of the currency in which, you know, that in the zone in which that happens. And we've seen in the last few years that happening across not just Europe, but the rest of the advanced economies.
So you can see then why the Bitcoin may be attractive. I'm afraid there we're going to have to leave it, Konstantin Gurdjieff. It's a fascinating story, and I'm sure it's one that we'll probably return to again, because it does seem to be capturing quite a bit of attention at the moment. Bitcoin's enjoying that real run in value, as we were saying earlier. In terms of more traditional currencies, this morning the euro trading at $1.29, just over $1.29, 1.292, and just under 85 pence sterling.
Conor, thank you.